Don't be scared to be great. Don't be scared to make a play. I'm telling y'all, it's plays to be made.
Play fake to the pocket. Under pressure by McPhee, then hit by Floyd.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
What kind of example do you set in the locker room, or what's your locker room presence?
Humble, but mean and aggressive.
I like it.
That's why Pernell McPhee's Bears teammates and trainers voted him the 2016 Ed Block Courage Award recipient.
So what does it mean to you to win this award?
I mean, it's a blessing. I got voted by my teammates and the training staff, and you'll be amazed when you go on the trip to Baltimore and find out what it's really about and what's behind it and learn about all them kids and their situations and their background. You know, that's the most amazing part about it.
Ed Block was a longtime trainer with the Baltimore Colts who was a pioneer in his field. The Ed Block Courage Award Foundation promotes the prevention of child abuse, and the 32 awards distributed each year honor NFL players who exemplify sportsmanship and courage.
People talk about, you know, when you lose somebody like Urlacher, you know, there's a leadership void, and I think Pernell's done a great job of filling that void. He's fiery, he's talented. We wish he'd been in better health, but he's working on that, trying to get back ready to help us in 2017.
Pernell won the award for the courage he showed overcoming a knee injury in the second half of the 2015 season. He was forced to miss the first six games last year, but still finished with 28 tackles and four sacks in nine games.
From center, Winston sets up the throw. In trouble, down he goes. This time they get him. It's Pernell McPhee. McPhee gets the sack.
When you're overcoming injuries and stuff like that, what's going through your mind?
Really, like, am I going to be the same person? You'll never know until you get out on the field. And when I came back to Green Bay after week six, I didn't feel like the same person. But as the year kept going on and started feeling better than I was feeling, and right now today, I think I'm better right now just because I lost a lot of weight. I focus more on my knee. I cut a lot of habits out. So, you know, it really helped me in my life. So, man, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad, man.
You a sack machine or you a run stopper?
Run stopper.
Answer is on both.
He's been an excellent player throughout his career. He knows what it takes to win. And I think the younger guys look up to him, and he relishes that role as a leader. You know, some guys you call upon to be leaders, and they're not interested in doing it, or they think they don't have it, or people won't listen to them. And our guys listen to Pernell.
Let's dominate this game. We're going to win this game. Let's make everybody in the world who watch it feel our pain.
Your teammates and trainers voted for you to win this award. Does that mean more coming from them?
Yeah, because it just, especially with my teammates, it just show how much belief they have in me. And the training staff, it just show how much work they see me put in. And, you know, that's what I've been doing since the injury, just putting in work, trying to get back right, trying to get back out there to help my teammates fight.
Pernell knows firsthand how hard work helps overcome adversity. Growing up in his great-grandma's one-bedroom apartment in the projects of Pahokee, Florida, it was a long road to the NFL.
You overcame a lot of obstacles in your life. How has that helped define who you are today?
Like, now I'm just me. I'm just going to always be me, you know, because it don't really matter how anybody think. You know, as long as I know my heart is pure and it's good and God know, I'm good.
Seeing everybody come out here today and be here to see you receive this award, what's it mean to you?
That was a great, great feeling. I was nervous when I went out there to speak, but it was a great feeling, man. Just to put a smile on the kid's face, you know, let other people see me outside the helmet. Because, you know, people never know how I am unless they hold a conversation. But it was a great experience, you know, great feeling, and it was good to be here.